At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
And when you hear that music, it can mean a few things. It can mean Oklahoma scored again. It can also mean that our next guest is walking down the ramp, that he just walked into the building. And in this case, he is figuratively walking down the ramp onto this radio show. And I'm very excited about that because WrestleMania is a week from today. In fact, it'll be going on exactly a week from right now. And joining me right now is someone who has been through many a WrestleMania as the voice of the WWE. He is a WWE Hall of Famer. He's a great friend of mine and of the program. Jim Ross joining me right now on CBS Sports Radio. JR, how are we doing tonight, buddy?
Good, man. How are you doing, bud?
I'm doing good. It's great to catch up with you, JR, and chat about next week in New Orleans. We'll hit some football as well. JR, I was thinking about this yesterday. We're at WrestleMania 34, and you know, this now's the time where if you're on Twitter at all, a lot of reminiscing of WrestleMania's past goes on and things like that. And I think back to when you joined the company, your first call with WWE was a WrestleMania 9. What was that like, having that, what was essentially was the Super Bowl of wrestling, be your first day on the air with the company?
Oh, gosh, Sean, it was nerve-wracking, you know, to say the least. I had worked 19 years to get to WWE in 1993, so I kind of felt like a lady of the night in church. A little uncomfortable.
Well, and when you think about it, back then, WrestleMania, that was Caesar's Palace. There was a WrestleMania at the Hartford Civic Center, which I used to go there for house shows when I was a kid. And I bring that up because within about 5 or 6 years of that, JR, all of a sudden WrestleMania is in bigger venues. And I guess I bring that up to ask you, as someone who watched the growth of WWE into a billion-dollar publicly held company, I mean, what are your thoughts when you see just how big an event it's become? And now there was something that was held in smaller arenas once a year is now something that cities bid on like it's the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I think that the WrestleMania concept has just continued to grow, and it proves one thing that's still true. The key thing to any combat presentation, sport, octagon, wrestling ring, boxing ring, are the attractions. Talent and television drive the industry, all those industries. And we got very fortunate there after your Hartford experience at WrestleMania, was it 11, I think it was?
Yeah, it was 11, yeah.
it's just amazing that how far it's grown. And, you know, now they wouldn't even think about, WWE wouldn't even think about having a WrestleMania that would be in an arena. They're stadium bound for here on out, so, and I think that's a good thing. And the other thing about it, too, is that even though a lot of them bitch and moan about WWE, whatever, the other wrestling promotions, out of jealousy, in my view, or insecurity, this would be their biggest weekend of the year, too, for a lot of those companies. Because they use that huge crowd that WWE brings to New Orleans, in this case, Sean, for their own benefit. And I applaud the entrepreneurial spirit of that, and I don't think anybody holds anything against them. I just find it somewhat hypocritical that they can bitch during the year about something WWE did or said or whatever, but they're there front and center when they can take advantage of the WrestleMania crowd.
Yeah, well, then you're right. It's become almost like a wrestling convention as much as it is the Super Bowl of WWE. And I want to talk, I know you've got some shows coming up in New Orleans and down the road. I want to get to that between now and the end of our conversation. Jim Ross joining me on CBS Sports Radio. I do want to dig in a little bit, JR, into some of the WrestleMania storylines heading into next week. Because I got a lot of people tweeting me about it, knowing that you're coming on the show. Right. I think the biggest mainstream thing with this WrestleMania so far has been Ronda Rousey and her introduction into the WWE universe. How do you think that whole thing's gone so far?
Good. I think it's a great hire. I felt magic with her in the ring out in the Bay Area 3 years ago, where it was. And it just she's built for that.
Yeah.
She's got lots of sizzle and has a stake with it as well. She has a pay-per-view following. She sold a lot of pay-per-views for USC. And so now some of our people will just check it out. And then it'll be a great investment. I think it's a real good move for WWE, Sean. I think she's a natural. Anytime you get, she's not in her wheelhouse right now. She's got to work, and she's got to be prepared and have the guts to try new things. And from all I'm hearing, she had a training session today that was 4 hours long. So it's hard to get anybody to even sit in a classroom 4 hours, you know, just hard. So I think it's a good, I got a good move for them, and I think the match will be, very entertaining, quite frankly.
Yeah, I'm intrigued to see what they do, JR, with her after WrestleMania, because that was a big part of the story when she signed on with the company. It wasn't that she was signing on to be just this sort of one-time attraction. Like, she appears to be into this. Like, she's going to be a full-time performer. Are you as intrigued as I am and others are about what happens after WrestleMania with her?
Oh, sure. With a lot of people. But yeah. The nice thing about the women's side, WWE's done a terrific job in making their female division have relevancy and have mean something. So the covers are not bare as far as Ronda Rousey's potential opponents are concerned. I mean, you can name off a bunch of them, including Charlotte, including Asuka, including Shayna Baszler. There's a lot of them that match up well and that are intriguing matchups.
Yeah, no question. WWE Hall of Famer Jim Ross joining me on CBS Sports Radio. JR, the main event for the Universal titles, Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns. What do you think about kind of how they've been positioning this thing with Reigns sort of almost using Brock's infrequency, if you will, on WWE TV as sort of the launch for his side of that storyline?
I think Vince McMahon likes reality-based storylines. The company's had their biggest success when they were such. And I believe that the Lesnar-Reigns thing is one thing I wouldn't do. I wouldn't put it on last under any circumstance.
Mm-hmm.
And I know what I'd put on last. It would be neither title matches. But I think that it'll be interesting to see how the crowd reaction is there in New Orleans on Sunday with that match, because it looks as if, and I don't have this official, it looks as if Lesnar's getting ready to go back to USC and hit another big payday or two. He likes that world. He likes the competitive mainstream sports component of his life. And while he's still young enough to still do it, in his view, he's going to go grab that money. And right now, the USC's hurting for stars. I mean, you know, Rousey's not there, Lesnar's not there, GSP's not there, Connor's not there. You know, they won't even sanction the Diaz brothers. All the guys at their box office are not getting a cup of coffee, or they're not available. So they've got to build new stars. So Lesnar coming back and being able to build a pay-per-view around his return is a very profitable situation for them.
Yeah, Jay, so I called it the main event, Lesnar and Reigns, but you just said you wouldn't put that one on last, either of the title matches. Which match would you put on last?
Well, if they get all buttoned up, which I expect to Monday night, I would think they will. It'd be Undertaker and Cena.
Yeah.
That match deserves to close WrestleMania. They both have amazing resumes. You don't know how many more Taker's got. And he's not retired until he says he's retired. We ought to keep that in mind.
Yep.
I see a lot of people on Twitter he's already retired. And I didn't know that. So I just talked to him the other day. He didn't sound retired to me. So, you know, I think he's good to go. But how many more has he got? You know, not many. I'm being wise ass. But he's not got many more to go. That's what they earn the spot. They earn the right to close the show, in my opinion. And I'm old school, rightfully so.
Now, let me ask you this, because you and I have had conversations about this before. Like, I'm always intrigued by what opens the show. What do you think? What would you open WrestleMania with, just looking at this card?
Oh, wow. Well, maybe. See, I believe, when I say this, you know my philosophy on opening a big pay-per-view.
Yep.
You got to have star power. You got to engage the audience early. You got to get them off their hands. You got to get them invested in something. So maybe, as an idea, the Charlotte-Oscar match might be an interesting match to start with. Great intrigue, great mystique, two amazing characters. People have an emotional investment in the match. So that might be an idea. You know, I could be bold and say, well, AJ and Shinsuke Nakamura would have a great crowd, a fresh crowd, because I don't believe anybody's going to be able to follow them anyway. Yep. But you have an easier time following them if they're first of a five-hour or whatever presentation is going to be. So, but I think there's a lot of good things that could kick that thing off. You know, the card's deep. I wouldn't go with a multi-person match. I would go to something that's got a personal issue or has more personal significance, and that would be something like a singles match of some ilk.
Yeah. Jim Ross, WWE Hall of Famer, joining me on CBS Sports Radio. JR, I think the last time you and I talked on this show, we talked a lot about Braun Strowman. How do you feel about where Braun Strowman is in the constellation or the galaxy of WWE stars right now?
Well, he's not shining as bright as he's going to.
Yeah.
As far as your star analogy is concerned, he's a fascinating prospect, and he's the kind of guy that turns heads in airports, and I know the company likes that. He's a striking persona. He's such a big son of a gun. But I just think he's still evolving. You know, I'm glad that he's not getting more than he can digest right now.
Yeah.
I like the fact he's been bringing along a little bit slower, and because his future is really, really bright. I see him being the WWE or Universal Champion somewhere down the road and being a figurehead in that whole, whatever brand he's on, he'll be the star guy, in my view. So
yeah.
I think it's a slow, deliberate process. But when you do it that way, you don't have the backlash you have from some fan bases that say, you're force-feeding this dude to me. They're not force-feeding him to anybody. It didn't seem to me like anyway.
Yeah. Jim Ross joining me on CBS Sports Radio. JR, you have so many things going on yourself with your podcast. I know your podcast is with Westwood One now. You just announced that. New Japan, your shows. How has this, in addition to all those projects, how has this year back with the company been for you?
Good. Good. When Jan got killed last March and then Vince and they accelerated the negotiations with me, which they didn't have to, it started new again. You know, I started mm-hmm. fresh and I like that aspect of it. You know, Sean, I wasn't the easiest son of a gun to manage for a while there. I have a strong ego and attitude and I think I'm right more often than not. So I've tried to grow up a little bit as I get older. But losing my wife really, I guess you would say, sobered me up, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
It's been great, though. You know, they have many projects on the drawing board or on the radar that I'm going to be involved in 2018. I'd love to be able to talk about all of them, but I can't right now. But
yeah.
there's plans to use me more, and so that's great. I'm enjoying my return there, and I'm enjoying my. You know, I communicate regularly with Vince. He's been a great support for me since Jan got killed, and so it's good. It's all good. I'm really blessed. I've got that family to go back to because last year at this time I really needed it. You always need it, but last year at this time they threw that life preserver to me and got me out of the deep end, and I was really blessed and pleased with that.
Yeah, well, I know it's music to a lot of people's ears that you're going to be more involved in projects with WWE, JR, for sure. You've got your show coming up in New Orleans this weekend. For people heading to New Orleans, where are you ticket-wise on that? Can people still go see that show? And what else you got coming up that people can partake in?
Well, we have Slobberknocker Sessions is a thing where you pay one price. Every ticket's a VIP ticket. You get a free hardback book signed for you, of course, and photo ops and Q&As and autographs and the key thing to remember is I'm only doing 100 tickets because I want to do something that was more intimate. I want to do something that was more personal. I want to get away from the cattle call, the drunken out of control stage shows, because I've done plenty of those, God knows. So this is at 10 o'clock this Friday morning at the Hilton Garden Inn near the airport, and we have a handful of tickets left. I don't even know how many of this. I'd say maybe 10.
Okay.
Ticketfly.com has tickets.
Ticketfly.com?
Ticketfly.com, yeah.
Okay, good. Ticketfly.com. All right, there it is. So if you want to go check, if you're heading to New Orleans, you're listening, you want to go check out Jim Ross. JR, we didn't even have time to get into some I may have to get you back on again soon, closer to the draft, so we can talk about all these OU guys that are going to get drafted.
It looks like a few of them are going to get a chance to get a job. That's good, especially our boy Baker. I saw a deal before. This guy was a football guru, quarterback guru, and he said Mayfield would be lucky to go on the first day.
Oh, well, that's ridiculous. You and I both know that. Hey, JR, I'm looking forward to New Orleans next week and catching up with you, man. I really appreciate you making time tonight.
I look forward to seeing you guys, Sean, as always, and we'll have fun there. I'll be there 5 days, so I'll be really ready to get home when I get home, I can promise you.
Sounds good, JR. I'll catch up with you in New Orleans. Thanks again, buddy. We'll see you then.
Hey, buddy. Over sooner.
All right.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.